In 2013, specifically January of 2013, I set out to write a book called Your Daily Practices. And I wrote out the entire outline of this book. I started to do the book proposal. And after a few months, and it was about 4 months deep into Your Daily Practices, I realized that I don't know who's going to buy this book. I mean, this is kind of boring, the title, Your Daily Practices. I mean, would you buy a book with that name? Now, in 2013, it might have been a little bit more unique, but certainly now it is like ho-hum. Everybody's talking about daily practices. But this idea of daily practices is still very, very much a passion of mine. It's a passion of mine in my own life, personally and professionally, but it is also a passion in me to share with others. And I don't want to just rail off a bunch of practices that you need to do, because I believe that you already know. I trust, actually, you already know what to do. You know what to eat. You know what not to eat. You know all that stuff. What I'm here to encourage you to do today is to start small with these practices. Actually, a couple of things. One, know your practices. Know what you're doing. You probably have more daily practices than you realize. And a practice is just an intentional action that you take for your health, well-being, relationships, professional life. What are you doing daily? What actions are you taking daily to set the stage, to set the ground? And so my encouragement for you today is, one, know your daily practices. What are you consistently doing in the morning, maybe late afternoon, evening routine or rituals? What are those practices? And what would you like to do? Maybe there's a couple of practices for you to add in that you know you should, quote unquote, should be doing, right? And then the second thing is my encouragement to start small with the new stuff. If you know I really would like a journal practice or a meditation practice, or I'd like to practice rolling out my muscles before I go to sleep, or a practice of taking a bath, you know, every night or a few times a week, prayer practice, whatever practice is calling, because you know it's something that it enters your mind maybe every day, like I want to do this or I should be doing this. My encouragement is to start small, stay steady, build from there. Try not to jump into the deep end with the, you know, half hour meditation, because you know what's going to happen. You're going to start it maybe 2 days in, you're going to drop it, that's it. Start small with your practices. Actually, your patterns and conditioning and behavior will change from those consistent small practices that you do every day. I've called them mini wins that you do every single day move the needle on your health and well-being. So resist the temptation to jump into the, you know, 10-foot end of the pool. Instead, go ahead to the little stairs and put your feet in first and build. Every day you build from there. You know, the big moments in our lives, the big moments, the moments of death and birth, pandemics, you know, these huge moments, they change us immediately. But it's the small things that we do every day that create the roots, that help us grow roots into the ground, that help us to become more steady and stable. Some of the daily practices that for me have changed my life is, you know, the first 10 minutes of the morning. I spoke about that a few days ago, how I spend my mornings, how I plug into myself, journaling, quiet time, writing, reading, inspirational reading, poetry. You know, these are the things that work for me. Getting out in nature every day, my evening rituals, and I'll go into them in more depth. I don't want to tell you what to do. I really trust that you already know. You know what to do. So define those daily practices that you're already doing add a couple that you'd like to implement that you feel would really serve you, benefit you in your life, and then start small with those new ones. Stay steady, consistent daily action, and you will build and deepen from there. Thank you so much for listening. Reach out to me, hello@carabradley.net. How about leaving a review for this podcast? I'm really pumped about these morning messages, hoping to reach more people out there. So a review or a share would be super, super helpful. And hey, message me on social media. I'm on mostly on Facebook these days, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Thanks again, and have a fantastic day. Be well.